We want to talk a little bit here about Chicago Teachers Union, because some steps were being taken today, and I'd like to get a clearer picture of what's going on here. A strike authorization vote is the way I'm understanding it. Yana Kunichoff is the education reporter at Chalkbeat Chicago. Yana, thanks for the time this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
So is it happening? Has it happened? Or what is happening is better way to ask you.
Yeah, the million-dollar question. There is a 4:30 p.m. House of Delegates meeting, an emergency meeting that's going to take place this afternoon. And then after that, the delegates will emerge with a resolution, and then they'll ask teachers around the city to vote on that. So it's not totally clear what the resolution will look like, but I have some sense of sort of what's on the table right now.
Okay. What is that sense? Are they going to vote to authorize a strike, and then doesn't it have to go to members? Tell us what possibly will happen, what you think will happen.
Yeah, what I'm expecting to happen is that the House of Delegates will put forward a proposal to have staff, school-based staff, not go into buildings on Monday, but have staff continue to work remotely. And so doing that is sort of sending a message saying we are willing to work, but we're not willing to work in buildings that we have deemed unsafe. So it's a little bit different than a traditional strike that was shut down learning entirely, but it is definitely a labor action.
Didn't we just have a strike not all that long ago? I mean, I know this is pandemic, but right?
I'm definitely having some flashbacks to last October there was a teacher's strike. I think some of the dynamics we're seeing now, sort of these ongoing stalled negotiations, sort of a lot of enmity between the union and the district, really are characterizing this moment as well.
You heard from the school CEO, Janice Jackson, say it's important for us to focus on how, not whether, to reopen schools. They say it's a foregone conclusion, we should say, that they need to reopen. It's time. I'm not sure the teachers union agrees with that. Maybe they do too. Are they on board with that they would like to see them open? They're just got some safety protocols that they need to see first?
Yeah, I mean, I think broadly the union has said that they think in-person learning is important, but both sides are still really far apart on what it would take to make that happen. One dynamic is that the Chicago Teachers Union is limited by what it's allowed to negotiate over. So state law says that it can't negotiate over what in-person learning looks like, just the effect that would have on teachers. But there's actually a bill that has gone to Governor Pritzker's desk that would remove those limits. And I think that would open up the conversation on allowing the CTU to weigh in on whether schools should open again. But right now, when the district says this is not a question of whether they should open or not, we're past that. There's some legal language that allows them to limit what they need to get the union's approval on.
Okay. So is when you say that, does it seem like they can get this stuff done, that this is kind of, these are just some safety protocols that can be worked out? Or is this one of those things that's really bubbling beneath the surface and we should be thinking that this won't get a resolution soon?
Yeah, I think both that the district and the teachers union are really far apart on what safe schooling looks like. And I think there's also kind of the broader issue of trust even beyond specific metrics. So the union has asked to delay school until all teachers are vaccinated. They've asked for there to be a 3% test positivity rate before the city reopens.
Wait, Yana, did you say all kids are vaccinated? I mean, isn't that
Let me rephrase that. All teachers are vaccinated until there's an opportunity for educators and staff to get vaccinated, not students. They haven't specifically asked about students, but I think that the district is really firmly saying, you know, we've done air quality reviews, we have given instructions about social distancing. There is not zero risk, but schools are safe enough. And I think also in the district's argument is the necessity for there to be an option, for parents to have an option to bring their kids back. I think the teachers union is really saying the risk is life or death. It might not be worth that.
But that I thought that the teachers that had underlying conditions or had outstanding circumstances were already excused, that they have been granted some sort of waiver from returning. It's the other folks who fall in a different tier or don't have that sort of background that are being asked to return.
So I think what has actually happened on the ground with that is tricky. A lot of educators who have health concerns have been given accommodations. Educators who are concerned about that they might bring COVID back to their family members or have concerns about childcare arrangements were not given accommodations. So you have a whole kind of layer of folks that have not been able to get accommodations, who are being asked to return to buildings who don't want to. I think there's also folks who have gone in and are willing to go but still have some safety concern. You know, they're seeing kids who are not good at social distancing, or they're seeing air filters that they're worried are not big enough to actually clear the air in the room. So it really depends on a school-by-school level. And there's also sort of this much broader distrust that a lot of people have towards the district, either around school cleanliness or more broadly decision-making that's for the good of folks in their community.
You said all teachers get vaccinated. That's one of the request demands from the teachers union. To me, it seems to me, I'm pretty sure that would mean you wouldn't really have school this year. I mean, even best intentions and best practices, I don't know how you get every single teacher vaccinated in time to start.
I think that the question of what that would look like is a big one. Their demand, in my understanding, is giving teachers the opportunity to get vaccinated, delaying the start of in-person schooling, and then extending the school year. But of course, the reality of when that could happen, especially as vaccine distribution efforts have been kind of touchy at best all over the country, means that it's very possible that students would go a year with or more without the opportunity for in-person schooling.
Yeah, I know, pre-K and special ed is in that sort of in-person hybrid model. But the idea was, my impression was that they were going to try to get K through 8 February 1st, which is, geez, right around the corner, and teachers would have to report within days. So these are big deadlines, and they're right around the corner.
Yeah, I mean, the labor tension is coming essentially, like, and this vote is coming right up to the deadline. Thousands of teachers that teach K to 8 are going to be asked to return for the first time Monday, and then just the week after that is when about 70,000 more students are expected to return. So this could really, really disrupt the next couple of weeks of schooling in Chicago.
Finally, some good news, I think. I saw the Illinois Public Schools awarded $2 billion in COVID-19 relief funding. And that's a big chunk of change needed, I'm sure, to sort of spread around the school district. What do we know about that, Yana?
I don't have the details yet. I've been really deep in talking to teachers, so I don't have the details on where that will go. But Chicago has funded a lot of its COVID-19 expenses with an emergency funding bill that was extended. So I think that it's definitely a district that has needed additional investment to help meet the demands of the new COVID-19 schooling era.
Seems like a big investment there. More than four times the federal dollars the state received in the first round of pandemic aid for schools last spring. So another sort of financial shot for the schools to keep things safe, because all that stuff is expensive. I see all those shields. I think you've probably been in the schools to witness those first few days, and you see the setup there, and it seems very impressive, but it doesn't come without a cost.
Yeah, and I think some of that is coming from state money, federal money, the city, and also schools have friends of committees that are helping individual schools pay for some of that. So I think it's a very, very different picture at a lot of schools in Chicago right now.
All right, Yana, well, thanks for the update. We'll be watching and always appreciate it.
Perfect. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Have a good afternoon. Yana Kunichoff there. She's the education reporter for Chalkbeat Chicago.